Okay, today's daf is Menachas daf Tzadi Aleph, as we continue in Perek Shtei Midos, as we head into the last couple of weeks to Meseches Menachos, about 2 weeks or so, a little more than 2 weeks, about 2 weeks left to the Mesechta, and we continue talking about issues of Nesachim, as this Perek is about, again, various rules and regulations of different Karbanos, Karbanos Sibur, Karbanos Yachid. That's what we're getting into right now. So the Mishnah said on yesterday's daf that all Karbanos Tzibur and Yachid require Nesachim, the wine libations that are poured on the Mizbeach with them, except for Bechor, Meiser, Pesach, Chatos, Asham. Right, all others. Right, but those are the exceptions to the rule. Today's daf is going to go through all the Makoros, just darshaning all the Psukim, there in Parsha Shlach related to Nesachim. Why is this included and why is this excluded? That's the entire daf, as we will, get to. But the Mishnah said that again, all carbon of seed except for those five listed, Bechor, Meis, Repes, Achatas, and Asham, but the Chatas of Mitzorah and the Asham of Mitzorah also need Nesachim as well. Those are not regular Chatas and Asham carbonos. It's not a regular Chatas, it's not a regular Asham. They serve different purposes, and therefore that will require Nesachim as well. So we're going in the already started some of the drushes. What requires Nesachim. So we're towards the bottom of the Amud on Sadi Amud Beis, and we darsh in the Pasuk at the beginning of Ayikra, Adam Kiakrav Mikem, Karban Lashem, Min Abehema, Min Abakar, Umin Atzon. Right, so we darsh in, if somebody says, Hare Alai Ola, maybe he might have to bring both of them. The Gemara said, no, you can bring either or. Either or. So now we're up to Rabbi Yonasan, right? Throughout Shas, the Rabbi Yonasan and Rabbi Yoshia are quoted in various contexts. Having a machlokes, whenever the Torah lists off two things, do you automatically assume you need both? Unless the Torah says you only need one? Or do you automatically assume that you only need one, unless the Torah says that you need both? So that's the machlokes. Here, Gemara says, Rabbi Yonasan, three lines to the bottom. Lamalikra, why do you need a pasuk to tell me that it's either or, that you might have thought that it's both, and that's why, you have min abakar, o min atzon, to teach you one or the other, right? Ha'amr da shi'ifr l'cha kasav yachtav. Right, the Torah, he holds, Rabbi Yonasan holds, that unless the Torah says yachtav, it means either or. So you don't need a specific pasuk to tell me it's one or the other. You know that automatically. So you see on the side, the Gemara quotes this in 10 different places. So it's, so the Gemara said, no, you still need it here. Salkadai dechamina, I might have thought, hoel viksiv umin hatzon, keman dechsiv yachtav dami, since it has the vav, umin hatzon, it's ki'ilu, it says yachtav. Kamash Malan, we'd say that it does not say Yachtav, and therefore the Vav does not substitute. We'll get back to that Yachtav in a minute. Be'ezus Hashem. Ule Rabbi Yoshia, and what about Rabbi Yoshia, who says that no, that it automatically means both. De Amar, Avagav Delok Sev Yachtav, Kaman Dech Sev Yachtav, Dami, Li Bo'i Kra. So, shouldn't he need the Pasuk? So the Gemara says, Haksiv, Im Ola Karbano, Min Abakar, Ve'im Min Atzom Karbano. Right, it specifies two different sections, two different parshias there in the beginning of Ayikra, talking about carbon ola. So that's how you know, they are separate carbonos, whether you bring a carbon from bakar or whether you bring a carbon from tzon. Right, two different sections in Perek Aleph of Vayikra. Ve'idach, and what would Reb Yonasan say back? It's rechzakad adachamina hani mili bimafarish. You might have thought that fine, if you explicate which carbon that you are going to bring, then all you have to do is to bring one of them. Aval bistama lysimitravayu, but if you don't specify, maybe you should need both. Kamash malan, that's why you need the pasuk to say it's only one. The fact that the Torah says yachtav sometimes and not other times, we also have this in a totally different setting. The Meshech Chachma on Shmos. There are two psukim that we know very similar to each other that have to do with Maimon Har Sinai. If we look at the end of Parshas Mishpatim, that is where we have the famous phrase Naase V'Nishma Perachav Gimel Pasuk Zayin. The Torah tells us Vayikach Sefer Abris Vayikra Baznei Ha'am Vayomer Kol Asher Diber Hashem Naase V'Nishma Chav Dalet Zayin. Right, 24/7. 24/7, we have to think about Nasa V'Nishma, Chav Dal Zayin, that's where Nasa V'Nishma is. The Torah says that we said Nasa V'Nishma. There's a similar pasuk quoted back in Parshas Yisro, where Nasa V'Nishma isn't quoted, but Naaseh is quoted. When Moshe Rabbeinu goes up and he comes back and he tells us that Hashem wants us to be a Mamlachas Kodim V'Goy Kadosh, what does the Torah say? Yutes Ches, Vayanu Kala Am Yachtav, Vayomer Kol Asher Dibur Hashem, Naase. Vayashem Moshe. It's very Amal Hashem. Right, so it's a parallel pasuk. Remember the story in the end of Mishpatim is a repeat of Maamar Har Sinai. Maamar Har Sinai take two of the same event that took place, but it's different emphases. Mishpatim is about the Karbanos and the Zrikas Adam, while the earlier is about the bris itself. So ask the Meshech Chachma, why is it that the first pasuk says Yachtav, as we're talking about, but only says Naaseh? Well, the second pasuk does not have a Yachtav, but it says Naaseh V'Nishma. Right, what's the difference between the same event that's being reflected here, but the first one has a Yachtav with a Naaseh, and the second one does not have a Yachtav, but has Naaseh V'Nishma. So says the Meshech Chachma, really, if you think about it, no Jew could perform all of the mitzvos. There's not one Jew that can perform all the mitzvos, because after all, some mitzvos are on a king, some mitzvos are on a man, some mitzvos are on a woman, right? So some mitzvos are on Bezdin, so there's different Kohanim. So how do we do all the mitzvos, if we want to do all the mitzvos? Is there a way? So the Meshech Chachma says that there are two ways to perform all the mitzvos. This is what he says in Yud Tes Ches. Mitzvos HaTorah, V'yesh Asher LaKohanim, V'yesh Asher LaLevim, V'yesh LaKohen Gadol, V'yesh LaMelech, Ola Sanhedrin, V'yesh LaMishi, V'yesh LoKarka Ubayis. If the person doesn't have a house, they can't do mezuzah. Rak Bichlal Yisrael Tzricha HaTorah L'Skayim, V'chol Yisrael Arevim Zel Azeh. The first way is, how do I do all the mitzvahs? Well, if you do what you're supposed to do, and I do what I'm supposed to do, and they do what they're supposed to do, then together, we have done all the mitzvahs. And that's how we can do all the mitzvahs, by linking into each other, Kol Yisrael Arevim Zel Lazeh. That's the first pasuk. Yachtav, all together. If everybody does everything that they're supposed to do, then na'aseh. It's ki'ilu, they actually did it. And that's the first. Uba kiyumam kulan, mekablam schar. V'yaten son marisi adam ata shekal ha'uma yisraelit hu adam echad. Based on the pasuk in Yechezkel. Yesh asher hu kalev tzadikim liban shal Yisrael v'yesh karosh v'yesh ka'ayin v'hu shenimsa rosh ha'yoeda ene ha'yoeda v'kol ha'chad zorech l'chayim mitzvah tulu yabo u'pekalosam hu adam shalem. That is one way to perform all the mitzvahs. We each do what we have to do. And that's one pasuk. But then, of course, there's another way to perform all the mitzvahs. And that is learning about the mitzvah. If I'm not a king, then if I learn about the mitzvahs that a king is supposed to do, then it's ki'ilu, I have some chelek in the fulfillment. That's the other pasuk. Doesn't say yachtav, because it's just me. But it's naaseh v'nishma. If we study it, if we learn about it. L'chein al mitzvah she'ein l'kaimon tzarech l'lmod. T'kala osik b'toras chatas ki'ilu hikriv chatas. Ola hachzik lom de Torah. V'lachein lahalana nu kol shedibar Hashem naaseh v'nishma. Yesh meyem shenaseh ma sheshayach etzleinu. V'yesh shenishma shenilmod v'navin p'nipi yusam ilchosim v'chu v'sayem. Some I'll be actually naaseh and some I'll have to be nishma about. And that's by myself. But kan anu kol ha'am yachtav kol shedibar Hashem naaseh. Shebechlelus ha'am ke'echad kulam yachtav yasu kol shedibar Hashem. V'kol echad yasa ha'shayach lo v'dok. That is a take-home Meshech Chachma, Perek Yutes Pasaches, in Parshas Yisrael. Okay, let's continue. So, that's a little bit about the Hashkafa of Yachtov and non-Yachtov, but that's what Rabbi Yoshia and Rabbi Yonasan here discuss. So we continue now, Amar Mar. Amar Mar Toda Minayin. So how do I know Toda? We're going through everyone. How do I know Toda requires Nislachim? Tamalomar O Zevach. Otu Toda Lav Zevachu. Right, so Gemara says it's learned out from O Zevach. So, isn't Toda a Zevach? Meaning, what do you have to learn it from the O? Toda is a Zevach. So what do you have to learn it, darshan it from the O? Or maybe the question is, what's the Hava mina to exclude it? Right, why wouldn't it be included? It's a carbon like all the other carbonos. What do you need a specific inclusion for Toda? So Itzrich, no, the following. Sakada Dachamina, I might have said, fascinating Havamina, Ho el Viika Lechem Bahada, Loti Boy Nisachim. Well, it already has bread. So if it already has all these 40 loaves, maybe that's a reason that it doesn't require Nisachim. Kamashmalan, that's why you need a separate ribui. What's this Havamina? Why would I have thought just because there's breads that you don't need Nisachim? Rashi here has 2 days. Rashi says, Ho el Viasi Lechem Bahada, Ve'ena Chashuva Zevach. Because it has breads, so that somehow makes it less considered a zevach. Ena chashuva zevach, because it's so unusual. It has all these loaves. Other day of Rashi, inami mishum davi alechem bimakom nesachim. Right, the lechem, the karbon, always needs a partner. It needs something else hukrav with it. So the lechem can take the place of the nesachim. Right? Ask the Rashba here what's called Chedushi Rashba. I don't understand. The lechem is eaten by the Kohanim and the Nesachim report on the Mizbeach. How could he say one substitutes for the other one? Different destinies. Yes, it goes along with the actual carbon, but is that something that could substitute? You could substitute something that's parallel. Eich neima davi nesachim dida, halo nesachim lemizbeach velechem toda laochlov. The Yesh Lomar, so the Rashba says something that has to be understood. Dechada dibimkomo, ela shekach gzeiras hamelach, shezela gavoa vezezochen bo mishochen gavoa. Really, it's all the same. It's really is the same makom. Just one is gavoha, one is mishochan gavoha. Right? Everything that we get from related to karbanos ultimately comes from Hashem, so to speak. Lechem gavoha kazachu. Right? Mishochan gavoha kazachu, the Gemara says. So it's not as different as we think it is. Even though one goes to the Shisin and one goes to the Kohanim, really it's all gavoha. So it's good enough to be in the same place. Okay, that's the Rashba here. But the Achronim discuss these two deos of the Rashba. If you look in the Dvir HaKodesh, right, he also discusses. Now, what's the Havamina? Especially they talk about the second, the Lechem is B'machem the Nesachem. You want to say the Lechem reflect that it's a different type of carbon and it's not really a Zevach? Okay, somehow the Lechem redefines it. But to say the Lechem is the Nesachem, how is that? So, Imken Yesh Lomar says the Dvir HaKodesh here in Os Tuf Ayin Gimel. Imken Yesh Lomar. Ulurashi the Pirish Rishon Yesh Lomar to give the Matzino Mincha the Nisbatim Nisachim Imken Yesh Lomar to Chol Chiyim Nisachim Betzonu Vakar Avkshem Maybe Davar Agadol Me'adama Ain Sorach O Nisachim. Maybe Nisachim, first explaining the first pshat, that maybe Nisachim has to do with being with an animal, but here the Lechem plays such a central role, so it's not just defined as an animal. It's an animal with breads, with loaves, with Gidulei Karka. So maybe Nisachim don't have to be brought because you're already, you know, that it's not the Mechayev. Or the other way is that maybe you need some type of gidulei karka, and in that way it's similar. His wine, his breads. Right? So that's how maybe you can substitute for nesachim. V'yimkein hava minid b'karbon toh, d'kibin de'etzem ha'karbon ika din lechem, v'yimkein be'etzem ha'karbon ika kvar hava mi'adama. V'lachein, lechem b'zeh nesachim, davi kemincha b'chulu, and he continues, but again, these are two interesting limudim and understandings of the hava minid here, why you might have excluded toda from nesachim, kamash malan. We say that they are included. So ask the Gemara now. So you're telling me that once there are loaves there, that I might have had a havamina that does not require a nesachim? Umayshtami el nazir. Dika bahadei lechem abay nesachim. What about el nazir, as we know? It doesn't have as many loaves as the karban toda, but it also has loaves, and you need nesachim, and there's no special limud to include. So saka ladachamina hasam shnei minim hacha arba minim. No, two, that has two. Two breads, but this is four, so maybe four you might have excluded it, but maybe not two. Kamash Malan, it is excluded. Fine. V'lichtov rachmana. So now we're getting into the psukim in Shlach. So if you remember the psukim in Shlach, let's just read the two psukim, because the rest of the daf is darshaning these psukim. Right after the miraculum, I think on the yesterday's daf, we spoke about a number of years ago about why Dafka Nesachim were given to the Bnei Yisrael right after the Meraglim. Nesachim and Chala. Those are the two mitzvahs to give them chizik after they were told they were not going to go into Eretz Yisrael too soon. We had the Torah Lomodim and the Sfarno, other Mefarshim. But the Torah tells us, again, Vaidav Rashem Moshe Leimor, when you come into Eretz Yisrael, Kisavo el Eretz Moshe Vosechem, Asher Anino Seinlachem, Va'asisem Ishel Hashem, Ola Ozevach, and you bring, and you make for Hashem an Ola or a Zevach, Lefali Neder, O Benedava, O Bemoadechem, Bemoadechem. So every one of those words are going to be darshaned right now, right? Ola, or a Zevach, Neder, or a Nedava, or Bemoadechem, Karbanos of your Moadim, La'asos Reach Nechoach Lashem, Min Habakar, O Min Hatzon. Any of those. V'hikriv HaMakriv Karbano Lashem, the one who is Makriv brings Mincha, Soles, Isaron balul b'reviyas ahin shamen, bring flour mixed with oil, and v'yayin lenesach reviyas ahin, and yayin for pouring. Again, we say all of it is called nesachim, even though nesach is just the wine poured, but we say the whole package is called nesachim. The wine, the oil, and the flour. Ta'ase al ha'ola, ola zevach, lakeves o'echad. Ola ayol ta'ase mincha, sola shnei asronim, balula b'shemin shlishi sehin, v'yayin lenesach shlishi sehin, takriv yichlichok l'ashem. As we have mentioned, there's different shiurim for the different animals. First, if you bring a mincha, if you bring a mina bakar, mina son, this is what you bring. You bring an aisle, this is what you bring. And then, v'chisase ben bakar olo zalach, l'fali neder u'shlamim l'ashem. Again, you bring mincha solos, shlosha esronim, three esronim, balo mixed with a half a hin, v'yayin takal v'nesa chatzi a hin, ishirech l'chor l'ashem, kacha yeyase l'ashar ho'echad. A lot of animals and words being discussed here. That's why this whole daf darshens every one. Kacha yeyase l'ashar ho'echad ala aisle echad, o l'ase bakfasim ova izim. Like the number that you do, based on the number of animals that you bring as a korban, that's as many nesachim as you need. You can't double up, as we will see. Five animals, five nesachim. The Torah goes out of its way to say that in a separate pasuk. Depending on the animals, don't think you could double up. And every ezrach, everybody does this. Torah is emphasizing. The ezrach does this, the ger does this. Very important. Hakal chuka achas lochem, v'lager agar, chuka salom l'doroseichem, kachem kager yiyeh lefnei Hashem. Says the ger three times. Torah hagaretchem. A lot of extra words, chas v'shalom, it's not extra, but a lot of words open for drasha. These psukim, perek tezvav, pasuk aleph, 16 psukim related to nesachim, right here. And that's why here, menachas sadi aleph, we darshan all of them starting right now. Why does the first pasuk gimel, right? Why does it say if you make an ola or a zavach, just say neder and a dove, and you know neder and a dove is an ola. V'lo boi ola. If the Torah didn't say the Ola beferish, Hava Amina Vasisim Ishe Lashem Klal, right? That's a Klal. Lefali Neder O Lindava Prat Larechli Choach Chazav Klal Klal Prat Klal Iya Tadon El Lakina Prat. If we would have left out that phrase, I would have darshened it as a Klal Uprat Uklal Ma Prat Mefurish Davar Sheino Ba Al Chait. Of kol she'ino ba'al chait. It only says neder u'nedava, so I would have only included items that are not ba'al chait in otzi chatas v'asham. She'in ba'in al chait. I would have excluded chatas and asham that are ba'al chait, that we know are excluded, but avi b'char u'maiser u'pesach, she'in ba'in al chait. I would have included these three, b'char u'maiser u'pesach, that are not ba'al chait, if it would have just said neder and adava, because those are not neder and adava, those are obligatory in certain situations. So tamalomar ola. That's why the word ola includes bechar, meiser, and pesach. Even though those aren't ola, right? Those aren't carbonous ola, but still, that's what the extra word. That's what the extra word excludes, right? Because those are not olas, exactly, and therefore, they are excluded. That's why it has to say ola. Not to include ola, but to exclude Bechar v'maiser pesach. Good. Hasha d'chziv ola klal uprad ma mar bisbei. So now that it says ola to exclude Bechar v'maiser and pesach, so what does the klal uprad klal include? Right, because it does say ola and it says neder and adava. So ma prat mefurish ina mechuyev v'omeid av kol she ina mechuyev v'omeid. Right, just like the examples given explicitly, neder and adava are not mechuyev. So too, we include others that are not mechuyev v'omeid. It's not like you owe something and then you bring it. Lahaviv vlados kachim utmurasan. This whole list, the vlad of a karban that was born when the animal was already a karban. Utmurasan, the ola haba min hamotaros, and the ola that's brought from the extra monies that are left in the shkalim, as we will see. The asham shenitak liriya, which, as we've spoken about in the past, has the status of an ola. Kol shavachatas mesa, the asham roeh, achlokas rashi abedo tam, dindaraisa, dindarabanan, but either way, lamaisa, we bring it as an ola. The kalazvachim shenizvichu shalolishman. All of these items also are included, and they need nesachim, because all of these do not have the status of a chiyuv, and that's what's included with the klal uprat. Tosfos here wonders why nizbechu shelo lishma is included here. What do you need a pasuk for? Right, why would you have thought otherwise? It's kosher, so it's like a nedava. Since we learn in Menachas Dav Beis and Zvachim Dav Beis, im kamoshen adarta asisa yeneder v'imlav yenedava. Remember, that's the source for bringing a carbon shalolish still being kosher. If it's as you did it, so you bring it as a neder, and if not, it's still kosher as a nedava. So libayin esachem gedava. Then obviously you need. So it's considered a nedava, and any nedava that you bring, right? It's not a chatos, it's not an ola, it's not a bechor ma'aser or pesach, right? Those need. So why do you need a special makar to include it? So there is, so an interesting, discussion, a different way to look at it that I don't know if we mentioned before, from Chidusha of Aryeh Leib, quoted here in the Biurei Hadaf. He quotes, well, we say a carbon is kasher shalol lishma. So is it still the same carbon that it's always been, and it's just less? It was supposed to be a carbon that worked to fulfill my obligation. I did shalol lishma, so therefore it's still the same exact carbon. It's just to not fulfill my obligation. He says, if you think about it, maybe there's a different way to look at it. Because right when I say it's not, it's shalol lishma, I have kavana for a different carbon. So why should that exist? That it's exactly the same. It just doesn't work for me. He says, maybe, you know what happens? Maybe a shalol lishma machshava totally destroys the carbon. And the limud that we have of im kamosha nadarta, nadaran or not nadava, that it's like tchias hamesim on the carbon, so to speak. Right? We've totally destroyed this carbon, and now we've rehabilitated it based on this zeres hakasuv. And that's why it's kosher shalol lishma. V'lo ala labayel m'shem chova. Right, it's lo ala labayel m'shem chova because it's not the same carbon. But we're allowed to bring it because of the pasuk. So then we understand the Gemara. If we say shalol lishma just limits and weakens the carbon a little bit, but it's all the same carbon that it's always been, so then maybe you could say, so instead of a chova, it's an adava, so of course it needs a sachem. But if we say that the carbon has been destroyed and rehabilitated and tchias ha-mesim on the carbon, so maybe this is a totally new type of carbon that you didn't bring. The Torah is b'chadesh that it's in a dava, so maybe that's why you would need the makar. Shebe'emes, I'll read it. Etzem machshev shalol lishma poselas lagamri as a carbon. V'lo rak bepesach v'chatas. Pesach and chatas, it does not, there's no tchias ha-mesim. But it doesn't. Ella keinu adim b'chol karbana shachishu em yachshav shalol lishma shenifsu l'gamrei. Ella shemen apasik mozi sifasecha nisraba hechsher hakrava mechudash kishenas hakarban shalol lishma v'zeo karbanas adrash im kamoshen adarta azisi yeneder v'imav yenedava. Right, and therefore it's already nifsal, and that is why maybe you would need a new chiyuv of nesachim. And he says maybe that's meduktak in the Rambam. The Rambam writes, "V'kol hazvachim shenizvachu shelo lishman yikrevu niskehem." You bring their nesachim. So he's meduktak. V'divrei Rambam shelo amar stam shezvachim teunin nesachim. Doesn't just say need nesachim. So the ikar chiddush is that those nesachim that you already mafresh for this carbon are the ones that you still bring. Right? That's the chiddush. Right, you could bring those. It's still called niskehem. You might say it's the opposite. Maybe that's teaching that it was never destroyed. Okay, but either way, that's a chiddush how to view it, and maybe that's why there is a need to include them with a pasuk. Good. Continue the Gemara. V'hashat ha'amrit olid rasha. So now that we had O, right, in the pasuk, and here in pasuk gimel, v'ali neder O nedava O b'moadechem, right, the O's. So Lufali neder o lindava lamali lachalkam. So if you're using o as significant drushas, so what about neder o nedava? There are a couple of o's in this pasuk. Itzrich sagata dechamina adamaisi neder unedava loli bain nesachim. I might have thought that only when you bring a neder and a nedava, that's when you need nesachim. But either or you don't. Kamash malan daisi neder luchude li bain nesachim viasi nedava luchude laisi nesachim. That's why it's either or. Again, each of these, we're not going to focus on each one of them, but each of the havaminas could be thought about. Again, it's not just a technical word game. Each havamina in the Gemara has some type of conceptual nugget that we can think about. Why would I have thought you need neder and nedava for nesachim? Is that like the full package? Only when you have the full package, and we know the Gemara says neder is on the gavra and nedava is on the chefza, right? The only time the Gemara has that phrase, so maybe, I'm sorry, Doesn't really. It has it by Shavuos and Nedarim. But by Nedar and Nedava, so it's a similar type of chilek. So maybe only when you have the package. Somehow, that's why you need Nesachim. Okay. Hanich, Rabbi Yoshia, but this all works fine according to Rabbi Yoshia, that the Havamina, that you know that you would need both, and that's why you need a positive. Tell me you only need one. El Rabbi Yonasan, Lamali. Rabbi Yonasan would say, Memela, I know it's either or. I don't need the O. So Saka da Chamina. No, I would have thought the following. I see Luchudei, Neder Luchudei, Libay Nesachim. I see Nedava Luchudei, Libay Nesachim. I see Neder and Nedava, Tisagi Benesachim Dechad. I would have thought the opposite. I would have thought, fine, you bring them separately, you bring Nesachim. You bring it together, you only bring one, because it's a package. Right beforehand, it was the Havamina that it was a package. Now it's, maybe it's a package in a different way. Kamash Malan, you need Nesachim for each carbon. Next phrase in the pasuk, O bimo adechem, right? You bring an ola or a zevach, neder dava, or on your holidays. Lamali. So why would I have thought there's no nesachim on yantif? Of course. Why would I have thought otherwise? Saka dadechamina hani mili to kamaisi ola bin neder ushlamin bin adava inami ifcha. I would have thought specifically parallel the previous phrases in the pasuk. It says ola or zevach, neder unadava. So may I would have thought, A, B, A, B. Only if you're bringing Ola as a Neder and a Shlamim as a Nedava, or the opposite. If you bring both as a Neder, Inami Ola v'Shlamim b'Nedava, you bring both as a Nedava, Shem Neder Echad v'Shem Nedava Achas Yivetisagi Leib b'Nesachim Dechad. I would have thought if you bring two of them as a Neder, or two of them as a Nedava, only if you bring one, Kamash Malan, that's why you have the Obamoadechem. To teach me that, no, it's all everyone gets its own Nesachim. And again, interesting, the Havaminas are that you could have one package of Nesachim for a number of Karbanas. Again, the Havamina being that these Nesachim aren't specifically, two ways to understand those Havaminas. They're not tailor-made for any particular Karban. Maybe it's a din in the Gavra HaMevi. The Gavra HaMevi requires to bring Nesachim. So it doesn't matter if you bring one or six Karbanas. Maybe that's the Havamina. It has to do with the person bringing, not with the Karbanas. Kamash Malan, no, it has to do with the Karbanas. Maybe that's one way to look at the Havamina. Or it's maybe a way to look at, when you bring a number of Karbanas together, how do you look at that? Are you allowed to view a number of Karbanos that, it's a din in the Karban, not in the Gavra. But how do you look at Karbanas that you bring together? If you bring three Karbanas together, maybe there could be a link between them. Kamash Malan, not. So, different ways to understand these Havaminas. Good. Ben Bakar Ola Ozevach. So now we move on a couple of psukim later, right? In Pesaches, if you have a chumash there, if you bring in Bakar Ola Ozevach, Lefali Neder Ushlamim Lashem. Again, same type of pasuk. So Lamali, what do you have to have? V'chisas Ben Bakar Ola Ozevach Lamali. What do you need that pasuk for? You know it already from the psukim by Son. Right, Bakar Otzon, it said earlier. That's why when I would have thought they bring Nesachim. What if you bring two olos? On inami, shnei shlamim. Achad echad b'neder v'echad b'nedava. Eim Hashem shlamim achasi, shem ola achasi. Tisagad b'nesachim d'chad. Kamash malan. Again, another Havamina. Before, and I would have said, all Nedarim are one package, all Nedavas are one package. Now we're saying, all Olas are one package, all Shlamims are one package. And therefore, maybe you could have one Nesachim, one Nesach, Kamash Mulana. Again, each Neder and Nedava is unique, each Ola and Shlamim are unique. Lefali Neder, O Shlamim, next phrase in this Pasuk, Lamali, Saka Dada Chamina, Hani Milihecha Demaisi Shte Olos, Chadam Neder Vechab Nedava. Two olos, one neder and a dava. Inam ishe shlamim, echad neder, echad neder. That's when I would have thought you need each one. Avalecha dechamaisi, shte olos beneder, v'shte olos benedava. Inam ishe shlamim beneder, v'shte shlamim benedava. Meaning, it's the same by both. It's both neder or nedava, and it's both olo ushlamim. Right? Up till now, we've had the havaminas of each one separately. But now you have each one, so then, shem ola echadu, v'shem neder echadu, v'disagale b'disagam dechad. Then it's really connected. You have two olos, which are both neder. Or two shlamims, which are both neder. So maybe they're one. That's a real connection. They're exactly parallel to each other. Kamash malan. No, you need a separate nesach for each one. Rabbi Yoshia. Hai min abakar min atzon lamali. So what about Rabbi Yoshia? Who we've said, Rabbi Yoshia always says that it is looked at, together. Unless you have otherwise. Saka da da chamina, hani mili, betre mini. Ava bachad mina, tesagalim, tesacham dachad. Kamash Milan. I would have thought, when do you say that? Well, there's a girsa issue on the side, right? Only by two minim. But by one min, Rash in the side, it adds in, Uba bas achas, maybe you should only need one. Kamash Milan, he also says, each one separately. Good. Kacha ta'asu la'echad lamali. So what about that phrase? Also, katu da'asu la'echad, pasig yud beiz. So, saka da'ad ha'chamina ha'nimili bezechar zeh. Aval babas achasi sagale benesachem dachad kamash malan. So we have that in the girsa here in our Gemara. Basachas versus bezechar zeh. So again, what does that mean? It doesn't mean like mamash the same second, but it has to be toka de dibur. One giving it to the carbon. I bring the kohanim. So you might say, again, that might be the gavra versus the chefsa, different ways of looking at it. Period. So those are all darshing the psukim of what is excluded and included. So let's get to the next halacha, the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that chatas and asham are excluded except for the chatas and asham of mitzora. The chatas and asham of mitzora require nisachim. So how do you know that? So now we're going to be using the psukim here in Parsha Shlach and the psukim in Parsha Mitzora. The Tanu Rabbanan ushlosha esronim soles mincha b'mincha haba im hazevach hakasam medaber. That's talking about the mincha that goes with the zevach and not b'fnei atzma. Ata omer b'mincha haba b'fnei hazevach. Oh, eino ela b'mincha haba b'fnei atzma. Is that pasuk by Mitzora really referring to the mincha that goes with the zevach, meaning the nesachim? Or maybe I should understand that this is a chiyuv for the Mitzora to bring a separate karpan mincha. Who says this is a reference to the nesachim? Maybe just like a Mitzora has to bring all the other karbanos, right? Many karbanos that the Mitzora has to bring. Maybe he also has to bring this. So kshomer veheela hakohenes haola veesa mincha havi omer bemincha ba mazavach hakadam medaber. It links the mincha with the ola, so we say it's talking about nesachim. V'yadayin ani omer im tuuna nesachim v'imla eini yodea im tuuna nesachim imlav. But I still don't know if this is really nesachim. Doesn't need wine. It just mentions the soles. Tamalomer v'yayin lanesach reviyisahin ta'ase al ha'ola ola zevach lakeves ho'echad. So now we're back. That's an extra pasuk. We said that whole everything we know already from earlier. So that pasuk is telling us about the mitzora karbanos. Ola, the word ola in that pasuk is zu olas mitzora. Zevach zu chadas mitzora. Ola zevach zu asha mitzora. So that pasuk is a reference to all the mitzora karbanos, which we already know from Vayikra Yudalid that the mitzora is going to bring all these, and it's a reference already to the nesachim of the mitzora. The mitzvahs of mitzora and the karbanos of mitzora are counted as one for a male and a female, a mitzora or a mitzoraas. Right, there aren't separate mitzvos by a mitzora and a mitzaras. Right, not separate mitzvos. The Rambam in Hilchos Tumas Saras counts 8 mitzvos. There are 8 mitzvos for a mitzora, but it doesn't count separately, man, male or female. Right, this is different than zav and zava. We've mentioned this Rambam, important comment to the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos. The Rambam in Mitzvos Asei Ayin Hei, 75. That's the mitzvah of karbanas of a zava. Mitzvahs of the karbanos of a zava. 74, ayin dalet, is the karbanos of a zav. So Rambam counts the karbanos of a zav and a zava separately. Says the Rambam, asking on himself, v'ulai makshe yikshe alai, v'yomar, achashe karban azav, huka karban azava, since it's the same karban, lama lo timne min ha-karban yischayiv, bo komishi yischayiv, why don't I count it as one? This is the zav, the ziva karbanos, and whoever's chayev, whether you're a man or a woman, kamo sha'asiyas b'karban chatas. I count karban chatas, and whoever's chayev b'karban chatas brings a karban. Not separate mitzvos for chatas or asham. V'karban asham vaday, v'karban asham talui, v'karban olav yored. Shemanita kol echad b'fnei atzmo mitzvah achas bilvad v'lo chashashta l'ribuy ha'avonos. Right, you don't count the different types of sins that bring chatas. So why don't you count it all as one? Why do I count it as two? So says the Rambam. Yadaha makshe hahusha karban zava zava eno alachatoim. You obviously know, the one who would ask me this, that it's not for sins. Aval hu karban shechoval asoso al inyan minhu inyanim. It's for an event. V'ilu hayu inyani azivas banashim banashim davar echad. If men and women have the same way to become a zava or a zava, then fine. Kemoshehu bashem sheshem ze zava shem zo zava. If you say it's just like the name, one's a zava, one's a zava. Just like somebody, you do an aveira, you bring in a chatas. So then if it's the same kind of events, then us, Hayroilim Noson Echad. Avalein Einyan Kein, but as we know from the Mishnayos and Masechta Zavim, it's not true. There are different ways. A man is different than a woman, right? One needs, one can have three times in the same day, one can have three different days. There are different rules and regulations. Whether there's Pturim, Hinei Lo Tia, Ki Agaras Hazera Mina Ish, Hisha Techaiveyo Hakarban, Vim Yigar Kumo Hazera Mina Isha, Hinei Lo Tia Zava, Vagaras Damina Isha, Techaiveyo Karban, Vim Yagara Damina Isha, right? There's different colors, there's different events. Umila Zivos Amnam Inyana Hahagara. Yes. It's both about a flow, but there's different ways. Ish mitame belovan, va'isha ba'odem. Ve'ein din zav v'zava din mitzora u'mitzora'as. Right, mitzora and mitzora'as have the exact same halachas. Not by zav and zava. And that's why mitzora and mitzora are counted as one and not zav and zava. And I'll bring you the other raya, is if you look in Krisus, daf mem, daf ches, the beginning of the second parak arba mechusrei kapara. What does the Mishnah say? Arba mechusrei kapara, zav, zava, yoledes mitzora. So you see, even Chazal put them together by mitzora, and Chazal separate them by zav and zava. Hinei tereh, ech yimnu azava azava b'shnayim, v'yimna mitzora ke'echad, yihyeh ish o isha. Ki zivas ha'ish, zulas, zivas ha'isha. That's the Rambam here in mitzvah ayin hey. And that's the same counted, and that's the what's learned out here. We learned about the nesachim of the karbanas of a mitzorah, but it's same for men and women. Good. V'tepiklei. So now we learn out from the three words in that pasuk all these karbanas: ola zevach and ola zevach. V'tepiklei travayo mi zevach. Why don't you learn them both out from zevach? Why do you have to have a separate one? Damar mar. Because afterwards we learned by nazir, by the hair of a nazir, that after you cut it, you're supposed to throw it under the shlamim. Damar mar chadas vashiminayin. How do I know that if you throw it under the dud of the chadas, if you throw it, tachas adud of the chadas asham, how do we know it's also included? Tamalomar zevach. A separate din. Right? But you see from there that the word zevach can include chadas and asham. So why here do you need separate words to include the chatas of the mitzvah and the ashav of the mitzvah? Shouldn't it be learned out from this? It could both be learned out from zevach. So the Gemara says, "Hani mi lihechad shavayo ki adadi ninu." When do you say they could be learned out from the same ki adadi ninu if they're serving the same function? The chatas and the ashav of the nazir are serving the same function to be machshir him. Right? Rashi says here to allow him to now partake of wine and to be tamei meis. So they both serve the same function. That's why they could both be included in the word zevach there. Aval hecha de asham lahachshir v'chatos l'chaper. But here by mitzora, they're performing different functions. Be'inan shrei kroi. The asham is to be machshir, to allow him to do whatever he needs to do to come into the machane, and the chatos is l'chaper. Right? There are many sins. The Gemara mentions not only lashon hara, but other sins that a mitzora has done in order for him to get mitzaras. So that's why it's a different type of purpose, and that's why you need two psukim. You can't just learn it from the word zevach. There's a lot to say about nazir. There's a lot to say about mitzora. All right, we could spend time, but just remember that Rambam at the end of Tumas Saras, right? The Rambam goes through all in yonim of saras, and at the end in Perek Tezayin, the Rambam has 16 prakim all about saras, and the Rambam in the end gets into the Musar and Ashkafa of lashon hara, and he discusses how it's a Saras is a amazing gift and nace. Vizesh shinu ya'amur bebegadim ubebatem shekaro tzotar saras beshutfis Hashem. Eino mimin hago shalolam. Saras is not something that's natural. Ela os upele haya b'Yisrael. Kedei lazhiran milashen hara. Even though the Gemara mentions many averas, the Rambam focuses on the Lashon Hara one, which is the famous one. Shamasapra Lashon Hara, mishtanos kiros beso. Your house is going to change color. And then your clothing, as Chazal say. And then you, the Rambam says, we have to be so careful. And he quotes the Chazal, the Kal Vachomer from Miriam. Miriam and Avia, who didn't even have bad intentions, that she was a tzadekas, and he didn't even take umbrage to the fact that they spoke about him. And she loved him. And she stood at the Ya'or for him. Hare Omer is bonanu ma'ir le Miriam and Avia. Shadibra b'cheshi gdola mimenu b'shanim. V'giv osa al berkeha. V'sichna ba'atzma. Latzila menayam. She endangered herself. V'ilo dibra b'gnuso. Elatosh, and she wasn't mazed, she just didn't understand the chilek between Moshe and the other Nevi'im. V'hu lo ayam makbid, al kol elu advarim Moshe, v'ish Moshe anav ma'od, af al pikein miyad, ne'ensha b'tzaras, kal v'chomer, to us. L'b'nei Adam, harishoyim atipshim, shemar b'lundaber gdulos v'niflos, those who speak Lashon Hara. Roy Lamisha Ratzal Chavin Orchov, Lehisrachek mi Yeshiva San. Stay away from those people who bring us down. Umiladaber iman, Kadeshlo Yitvas Adam Bereshet Rishaim Vesichlusam. The Rambam continues, it goes into very strong language relating to the Medabri Lashon Hara. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Zevach Zuchatas Mitzorah. So Zevach, we included, was the Chatas of the Mitzorah to need Nesachim. Says the Gemara, Ve'ema Zu Chatas Va'asham Dinazir. So maybe you should include the Karbanas of a Nazir. We're not Mitzorah. Lo Salkadaydach. No, I wouldn't think that. The Tanya, because it says by Nazir already. Umin Chasam V'Niskayhem. Ba'ol Aso U'Bishlama V'Kasa Medaber. It already says the Nesachim by specific Karbanas of a Nazir. Ata Omer Ba'ol Aso U'Bishlama V'O'enu Ela Afilu Chatas. Even the Chatas of a Nazir. Tamal Omer V'Esa Ayil Yaseh Zevach Shlamim. Umin Chaso V'Nisko. Ayil bichlal haya. The ayil was already included earlier. V'lama yasa. Why did it say it again? Lakishelav ma ayil miyuchad ba benedar umenedava af kol ba benedar umenedava. So therefore, the chatas, the Torah says that the two by nazir, the ol and the shlamim require, but not the chatas, and it's not included in this pasuk here. And by midbar, that's including mitzora. It's not including nazir because we have a special limit by nazir that the chatas of nazir is excluded. Ola next. We darshan Ola in the Pasuk in Bamidbar. Zu Olas Mitzorah. Ve'ema Zu Olas Yoledes. Maybe that's including the Ola of a Yoledes. Then Ola of Yoledes should require Nesachim. Amar Abaya, Olas Yoledes, be saved at the Kronafka. We already know that. From the end of the Pasuk, Detanya. Rabbi Nasan Omer, La Keves, Zu Olas Yoledes. Ha'echad, Ze Achadasar Shal Meiser. That's the 11th of Meiser, Shekarev Shlamim. Right, what does that mean? The 11th of Meiser? That means we know if you put the little sheep through the fence, if I mess up in the counting and I call 10, 11, 11, they're all karbanos. One is Meiser, but the others are shlamim, as we know from the Gemara elsewhere. So that one also needs nesachim. Shalom atzinu b'chol ha-torah she'itava chomim ne'ikar. Because it's a huge chiddush. Because the Meiser karban itself does not need nesachim, as we learned in our Mishnah. But the mess up of the Meiser, which has the status of Shlamim, does need Nesachim. And that's why you need a special limud to teach me, in this case, Shehei Tafel Chamor Minha Ikar. Gemara talks about that at length elsewhere. Good. Rava Amar. Rava now has an answer. Again, Meiser Behema, we've spoken about in the past. Rav Pam, not for now. Rava Amar, Rava has now a suggestion that could answer up on all the questions that we just asked. Right? How do you know that these psukim are referring to Mitzorah and not to Nazir and not to Yoledes? So, Rava Amar, there are three limudim in this pasuk. So, Ezeo Davar Chetzorak Shlosha Ribuyim. Right? So, what context requires you to... Three karbanas. Havi Omer Zem Mitzorah. That's why Nazir is not being referred to. That's why Yoledes is not being referred to. It's referring to a context where there are three karbanos that are potentially being included. Fine. La'ayil lamali. Back to darshaning the psukim. They are in by midvar tezvav. What is la'ayil? Towards the end now. Lamali. Amar Rav Sheshes l'rabas. Ailo shel aharon. Including the karban on Yom Kippur. So ailo shel aharon mi b'moadechem nafka. What do you mean? You know that from the beginning. We had o b'moadechem. Isn't Yom Kippur a moed? Ooh. The Gemara is saying Yom Kippur is included from b'moadechem. So this is a question that's asked about Rosh Hashanah and about Yom Kippur. Right, they're not regalim, but are they moadim? We know both Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur break avelus. That's the Mishnah in Moed Katan. That reflects Simcha. The Rambam's famous. We'll make it famous. Right, the Rambam's formulation in Hilchas Chanukah. Right, that the Rambam says about Hallel. Right, why don't we say Hallel on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? So the Gemara says it's inappropriate. It's inappropriate to try to butter up the judge. Right, the Malachim asked Hashem. Malachim asked Hashem. The end of Maseches Rosh Hashanah, or also in Maseches Arachin. Why aren't Bnei Yisrael saying Hallel today? What's going on here? Right, as we mentioned, most of the time when the Malachim talk to Hashem about us in the Gemara, it's in the negative. Right? Why do you show favoritism to the Jews? Why are you giving them the Torah? Why aren't they saying Hallel? Hashem says it's not appropriate. Right? It's a king, is it sitting in judgment? But the way the Rambam formulates that Gemara is, you don't say Hallel Hashem Yom Kippur, Lafi Shehein Yemei Tshuva V'Yira Upachad, Lo Yemei Simcha Yisera. That word gives it all away. Right, it's days of tshuva, yira, pacha, not days of super simcha. Obviously, there is some simcha according to the Rambam, just not enough to mandate Hallel. But again, this is a huge topic about Yom Kippur. But this line is important. Isn't the carbon of Aaron brought in Yom Kippur already included in Moadechem? The Shagas Aryeh talks about this also, but the Gemara answers, Sagada dechamina hanimili de tzibur. Avol yachid lo. I might have thought that only includes tzibur karbanos, but not yachid karbanos. And Aaron's karban is a karban yachid. Stop there for a minute. There's another important discussion that this line reflects. There is a gra. It's quoted by many. It's quoted by the Meshech Chachma. It's quoted by the Ksava Kabbalah. It's quoted by many. The gra says, and it's quoted by the Chachmas Adam. The Chachmas Adam discusses this at length. In the back of the Chachmas Adam we know is the Chai Adam on Yerodeah. Chai Adam is on Arachayim. The Chachmas Adam is on Yerodeah. Rav Shlomo, Rav Avram Danzig. So he was a Mechutin of the Gra, and a Talmud of the Gra, and at the back of Yerodeah he says something called Matzeves Moshe. He had a son, that Rachman al-Islam was Nifter Young, and he wrote, his name was Moshe, and he wrote the Matzeves Moshe. He wrote a Maimer as a Zecher to his son. So in the Matzeves Moshe, he quotes this Gra. And he quotes many rayas. What's the Gra? The Gra points out that in Achremos, the beginning of Achremos, which we know as the Avodas Yom HaKippurim, it does not mention the word Yom Kippur until the end. It's the only time in the Torah that you have that. Usually by Karbanos, the Torah says the date and then what you do. Here it says what you do, and all the way at the end it says the date. Why? With many other rayas. But the Gra says to teach us that this avoda can be done any day of the year by Aaron HaKohen. If he wants to go in any day, he does this avoda. He can go into the Kodesh Kodashim. It just so happens that all the other Kohanim Gedolim throughout history only did on Yom Kippur. But Aaron HaKohen bezos yavo Aaron HaKodesh. Whatever he wants. So, the Achronim wonder, according to that Gra, but this Gemara says clearly that the power of the Isle of Aaron is Dafka included in Moadechem. But according to the Gra's Pshat, it's not Moadechem. It can be done any day of the year. Not Dafka on Yom Kippur. So why would it be included in Moadechem? Okay, so there's ways to get out of that, but that's the Ha'ara of the Achronim. Umayshtami olas yoledes vayit, let's continue. So the Gemara says, oh, I would have thought only Tzibur Karbanos requiring Nesachim, not Yachin. What about olas yoledes? Sagad adachamina hanimilu darvashin kavu olozman. Okay, different chiluk. I would have thought only if it doesn't have a kavu olozman. Ava darvashin kavu olozman emalo, kamash malon. Same kasha, you could ask on that line from the Gra. Ola ayol amali. Now moving right along in the Psukim, what do you include by ola ayol, that phrase? Larabo says a palgus, to include the palgus. What's a palgus? A palgus is an animal that's in the middle. According to Rov Rishonim, a palgus is in the 13th month of its life. It used to be a keves, it's going to be an isle, but after a year, in the 13th month, it's like in between. It's called a palgus. It's not an isle, it's not a keves. The Rambam says it's on the last day of that month. It's only a palgus for one day. But it's a little bit, one of the Mefarshim say, interestingly, palgus is related to the word pilegesh. Pilegesh is a little bit of a wife, a little bit not of a wife. Again, a separate sugya, but that's also connected. Right? Part, like plog, half, or part. So, it's to include that. So the Gemara says, Hani, Yichla, Rabbi Yonachanan, Dar, Rabbi Yehu, if you say that a palgus has its an independent status, like Rabbi Yochanan says, then I understand why you need a separate pasuk to include it. Titzan, as the Mishnah says, Ikrivu, if you bring a palgus, maybe Olav Nischei Ayel, Ve'ino O La Mizivcho, it doesn't count though for your Zevach, but Rabbi Yochanan, O La Ayel, Rabbos is a palgus. So it's included. So if it's a separate Bria, then I understand. Ela La Barpada, Dara Maisi, Umasni, but if you say like Barpada, who says, it's a suffix, it's not a Biri B'fnei Atzma. So you could just bring one and make a Tanai. Masi, Umaisi, Mizisveka, who, Istra Kroller, Vuya Sveka. You need a pasuk to include suffix? No, you know, it's either or. So the Gemara says, so obviously, you know, you would include it. Which also, again, related to a big topic, sounds like Safik Daraisa L'chumra on a Daraisa level. Which itself is a Machlokes Rishonim, Rambam Rashba. That's what this line sounds like. Answer, Vadi L'Barpada Kasha. You're right. According to Barpada, it's a Kasha, why we would need a Pasuk to include Palkas. Kacha Ye Ase L'Shar Ha'echad, Ola Ayalo Echad, Ola Sebak Vasim, Ova Izim. Again, the pasuk towards the end of the parak, l'sharo echad matam alomar. Why? What is that including? L'fisha matzin shechidak akasa bein nischei ayel and nischei keves. We saw that there is a chiluk between the nesachim of the ayel and the keves. Yachon nachalik bein nischei par and nischei egel. So if ayel and keves are different, maybe par and egel also within the world of cows, it would be a different level of nesachim. Tam alomar l'sharo echad. No, all shvarim have the same quantity. Ola ayol ma tamalomer. What's that teaching me? The feature matzina shechilik akasa bein nischei ben shana l'nischei ben shtayim. There's difference between one and two. Yachon achalik bein nischei ben shtayim l'nischei ben shalosh. 2 and 3 years old. Tamalomar, ola ayala echad. No, 2 and 3 are the same. Ola sebakvasim ma tamalomar. What is that phrase? Lavisha matzim shechid akaza b'nischei keves l'nischei ayal. Yochon achalik b'nischei kispa l'nischei rechela. Just like there's a chilik amongst the males, so too amongst the females. Tamalomar, ola sebakvasim. No, it's all the same. Ova izim. Mata malomar, again, so many of these phrases as we read earlier. Lafisha matzim shechidik hakaza b'nischei keves l'nischei ayel, yochon achalik b'nischei gidi l'nischei seir, a young goat and an old goat. Tamalomar, o ba'izim. Period. Again, the next thing is separate. We'll stop, start with that next time, but, this is the daf, all about nesachim, and Beis Hashem, we get into, other issues of smicha, Beis Hashem on tomorrow's daf. Again, tomorrow will be put up from the last cycle, and we'll pick up, as we head towards the last, week or so, last 2 weeks, week and a half, of Meseches Menaches. Okay, we'll stop here.